Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
All right, so let's get into the basics. When I say a trust, what am I talking about? Well, it's basically an agreement or a contract, if you will, where a trustee administers your assets in accordance with your wishes. And this trust can be funded while you're alive. Basically, that is called a revocable trust. Revocable meaning that you can change it whenever you feel like it. Some people call that a living trust. You can be your own trustee. So you can say, okay, I'm going to set up the, maybe I shouldn't call you the Joe Schmo Trust, but let's say your name is Joe Schmo. You can set up the Joe Schmo Trust and name Joe Schmo as the trustee. Or if it's Joe and Jane Schmo, you can have a joint revocable trust, and you could have Joe and or Jane or both of you as the joint trustees of the Joe and Jane revocable trust. Or you could set up a testamentary trust. At my death, and this is usually done through a will, but at my death, this block of money goes into this trust, and here are the terms of the trust, whatever they might be. A trust can be, if you have, by the way, a revocable trust, you not only name yourself as the trustee, and typically you give yourself the power to do anything you feel like, but you also say what happens to the money that is controlled by the trust after your death, and if you're married, after the first death and after the second death. The trust can be revocable. Revocable is you can change it. And I'm going to say probably 98% of the trusts that we draft are revocable. You can also have an irrevocable trust. An irrevocable trust is a trust that you can't change. Why would you even want to do an irrevocable trust? You might want to make sure that the assets that you placed in that trust are not included in your estate. And if you, so let's say for discussion's sake, you set up a trust for your children. And I'll even use $1 million. So you're interested in making $1 million. By the way, this is a very, very, well, not that common, but something that we do. You want $1 million to go to your kids. You don't need the income from that $1 million. In fact, you don't even want that $1 million in your estate when you die. You want to avoid both federal and state or state inheritance or estate taxes that might be leveled by a state. So what you can do, on the other hand, if you give $1 million to your kids outright, then they could do whatever they want with it, and that they might blow it. They might do something stupid. That money would be subject to creditors, and that might reduce their motivation to work hard and succeed in life. So you might not want to give them $1 million outright. You might want to create an irrevocable trust where you have no income from it, you have no powers over it other than you're the trustee, or even you're not the trustee, actually. You transfer that money, the money's outside your estate, and if you change your mind afterwards, too bad. But again, the advantage of that is it is outside your estate. It is also relatively common to have an irrevocable trust known as an ILIT, which is an irrevocable life insurance trust. So let's say that you have some life insurance and you want your kids to be the beneficiaries of that life insurance. and you want them obviously to get it after you, or if you get a second to die policy after you and your spouse are gone. And you don't want to own that life insurance. If you own the life insurance, that gives you the power to change the beneficiaries. But let's say you don't need the power to change the beneficiaries. You can create an irrevocable trust. You make gifts to the trust. Then the trust uses that money to pay the premium. And then, as the euphemism that the insurance guys use, is when the policy matures, then whatever the death benefit is goes to your kids according to the terms of the trust. And these trusts, basically all of them that I have been talking about, allow you to control the disposition of your money after your death. And a lot of people both need that. A lot of people want that. And that is what we are going to be talking about today.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.